This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new study out of Harvard says cities in the Rust Belt, like South Bend, Indiana, Erie, and Scranton, Pennsylvania, have been, in fact, unhappy. In their boom years, at least, workers were paid high wages, but no longer. Sally Herships looks at how unhappy cities can attract residents.
According to the study, workers in these Rust Belt cities today get cheap housing, which lets you make other choices. New York also registers as an unhappy city. A lot of workers here trade high salaries for happiness.
You say to yourself, all right, I've got this job offer from Goldman Sachs. I know I'm going to be working like 16-hour days. I know I'm never going to see my kid.
Kelly Goldsmith teaches marketing at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management. She says when it comes to making decisions, we don't make happiness a priority. But she says we're not idiots. We're optimists. Cassie Mogilner teaches marketing at Wharton. She says residents of different cities might report happiness differently.
I actually am from California, where the norm is to talk about all the wonderful things of one's life and to, you know, rose color everything, including their own well-being and happiness.
Mogilner says many decisions people make about where to live, like choosing a job, are made to be happy, not instead of being happy. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.